Greetings and welcome to this edition of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and in this week's episode, we'll complete our look at new developments on the horizon for IHSA member schools and discuss the other 10 new bylaws that will go into effect with the 2019-2020 school year. Our past two episodes focused on the changes concerning classification and football scheduling, so in this episode, the focus will center on these other equally important changes. The first, and perhaps most important, change made through the proposals approved this year involves the creation of limited eligibility for students in some very prescribed conditions. Previously, IHSA eligibility bylaws only provided full eligibility for students who were determined to be in compliance with IHSA rules. In other words, students were either eligible for all aspects of IHSA athletic or activity participation, or they weren't. The proposals that will go into effect next school year will allow students in two very distinct situations the opportunity to be granted limited eligibility, which means their eligibility will only be for non-varsity and non-state series competition. The two types of students who can receive this limited eligibility include, first, international students who are not part of a qualified foreign exchange program, and second, students who transfer schools before the start of their sophomore year and would otherwise be ineligible due to IHSA transfer rules. It's expected this change will provide students in these very limited applications the chance to fully experience all their school has to offer while not impacting varsity or state series competitions. The next change approved by the IHSA membership is one that will have a much larger impact on students than the limited eligibility provision. Beginning next school year, all fall sports will be able to begin their seasons on the same day. Previously, only football and golf started their seasons on Monday of week 6 in the IHSA standardized calendar, but now boys and girls cross country, girls tennis, boys soccer, girls volleyball, and girls swimming and diving will all begin on the same day beginning next year. And for the 2019-2020 school year, that date will be August 12th. This change is part of a broader look by the membership to create an acclimatization plan for most fall sports. The IHSA's Sports Medicine Advisory Committee is developing such a plan for fall sports, and it's expected that the committee could make a recommendation to the Board of Directors for their consideration as soon as this spring. Currently, only football has an acclimatization plan in Illinois. So creating a plan for other sports to follow will offer additional safeguards for those participants by allowing students to gradually adapt their bodies to the rigors associated with playing specific sports. The next major change approved by IHSA member schools will allow the association's executive director to make all eligibility decisions involving students transferring into any school district with 10 or more high schools from outside that district's jurisdiction. At this time, only the Chicago Public School District meets the standard of having more than 10 or more high schools in a single district. So the significance of this change will mean that when a student transfers into a Chicago Public High School from a school outside of the Chicago Public School District, the IHSA's executive director will determine the student's eligibility. Beginning next year, season limitations for both teams and individuals will be in place for a new sport at IHSA member schools, girls wrestling. Girls wrestling is a rapidly growing high school sport nationally, and Illinois is no exception to that trend. Having team and individual limitations in place should help the sport continue its growth in Illinois and set the stage for a day in the not-too-distant future when a girls wrestling state series could be offered to girl grapplers here in Illinois. Girls will continue to wrestle freestyle in Illinois, and freestyle is a type of wrestling that's also done by boys in Illinois, and it's the type of wrestling for which high school rules are written by the National Federation of State High School Associations. A change to IHSA bylaws concerning 8-man football will also go into place next school year. The change approved by the membership will allow those schools that are members of the Illinois 8-Man Football Association to participate in a postseason playoff conducted by the IHSA. Current season limitation bylaws prevent 8-Man football playing schools from exceeding 9 games in their season, making a full playoff series impossible. While there will not be a playoff series following the 2019 season, this change will allow the IHSA to begin exploring what an 8-man playoff series could look like as more schools begin participating in this style of football. 11 schools have already committed to playing 8-man football in Illinois in 2019, and the general feeling is that more schools will begin playing this style of football over the next few years, making a playoff series conducted by the IHSA more plausible. In addition to these changes, a number of other proposals were approved by the IHSA membership, and a full listing of those, along with voting totals for each proposal, can be found on the IHSA website under its Announcements heading at www.ihsa.org. Look for the December 17th announcement under the headline of IHSA Schools Approve Football Districting and 10 Other Proposals. Thanks again for joining us for this episode of Happenings at 2715. On behalf of our entire production team, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to meeting you again real soon over these same airwaves. Until then, support your local high school by attending one of its events.